Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is Chamber Day on the program, and we have Jason Smith, Chamber President, joining us here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Doing all right. And Charlotte Meisenheimer, Director of Membership, right?
That's right.
Okay, got it.
I'm also impressed.
Answer to anything.
So. I'm also impressed that you could pronounce her last name correctly, because as many people know, we have started a podcast, and I very seldom get it right. Although I'm getting better, I have a really good friend that named Devin Meisinger, and so I tend to sometimes accidentally say Meisinger instead of Meisenheimer, but I'm very
That's all right, Joseph.
That. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate that.
Well, your name's not as hard as some of the other ones I've had. There's a lady that works at the school district, and her name is Paula Haug, and every time I see it written, I want to say Huff. Is H O U G H,
but that would be how I would pronounce it too.
Yeah, but it's Haug. So she's from, I think, Minnesota, if I remember right. So
this is exactly why I use Lewis.
Bob Smith, Jason, very, very easy.
Yeah,
I'll get a stimulating conversation,
isn't it? Though, welcome to K-Man in the morning.
I always say, if you just for my name, if you buy a value, you're always going to win.
That's a good point.
There you go. Well, it's good to chat with you guys here this morning. We're going to talk about some more exciting things here, including what's coming up tomorrow. This kind of snuck up on me. I didn't think it was that time of year already, but it's here, the Chamber Annual Meeting tomorrow.
It is. And when you said tomorrow, my stomach kind of churned a little bit, because hearing it be tomorrow kind of snuck up on me too, I guess. It is our annual meeting. We're super excited about it. We're back at full capacity. Of course, last year, We reduced our capacity at the time based on the recommendations of the County Health Department. So we had 150 people. This year we will be at full capacity and expect around 500. We do have some people, I think, and in fact they've told us that, they're still a little concerned about big crowds. And so we are a little bit less than we've been pre-COVID, which, if you remember, we had about our last event before COVID was our annual meeting. It was in February of 2020. And we had full capacity for that. So we've been able to have every annual meeting, which puts us ahead of a lot of our peers. But we're excited about tomorrow night. And Charlotte's been working really hard to make sure that it goes off without a hitch. And of course, the official reason for an annual meeting is it's the ceremonial passing of the leadership baton from the chair from 2021 to the chair for 2022. That actually officially happens on January 1, so we've already had that change in terms of board leadership. But the ceremonial passing happens there, and it goes from Mark Bashamp, who was our chair in 2021 from Olson, and moves to Summer Ott Dirks, who is our chair for 2022. And, of course, Summer just started her own law firm, and so we're very grateful to her for giving her own time. I always say when you have members who are giving you volunteer time, but they're in a business where they only get paid if they work, so they're on billable hours, that's obviously a huge commitment, and she's one of those people, and so we appreciate that. And then we'll have our awards, which I'll let Sharla talk about for just a minute.
Yeah, so for the second year, we'll be giving our Young Professional of the Year award away. So last year was Jeff Sackrider, so we'll see who our new person is going to be this year.
From WTC.
Yes.
And, of course, Jeff. Jeff has been very instrumental with the Inside MHK group, which has completed a lot of the art projects, public art projects, in the community, including the big mural on the side of the chamber that just went up. We haven't ever talked about, I don't think, in this setting, but went up about 6 months ago that we're very proud of.
Yep, it looks great. So, and then we also get to give away the C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year, which is super special, and C. Clyde will be with us again tomorrow night. So he always has a special place and a special part of being able to recognize that winner. Last year it was Lucy Williams with the trust company. So we're going to have a new winner this year and see who that might be.
Yeah, Lucy's kind of like the John Elway of a chamber. She won the big award and then retired. And we don't expect Lucy to be there. She's in Arizona with her grandbabies. But she certainly did a great job in terms of rebuilding our advocacy efforts, and also served as chair of the chamber a number of years ago. And so she was certainly deserving of that award, and we do miss her. She, of course, retired from the trust company. I think officially maybe the end of 21, but she had moved a number of months before that to Arizona and was working remotely. My wife had worked with Lucy, and so got to kind of see how that all happened. But we miss her and wish her well.
We do. So, and our third award that we will give away is the Led Fisher Citizen of the Year Award. And Led Fisher is your predecessor, one of your predecessors. So
many. Yeah, I think there were several in between us. But
one or two.
Yeah.
I mean, Lyle had a stretch in there, too. So.
Yeah.
Actually, he served longer than Lyle did, I think.
I think that's right. Yeah.
He served like 18 years.
Yeah. Well, then he wouldn't have because Lyle served 19. But,
okay, I think.
But that's okay. And the building, our building is named after Led Fisher. Mm-hmm. And his son, Dave, yes. was a former chair of of the chamber, and also I think a Led Fisher Citizen of the Year Award winner, I think,
I
as well.
You're right.
Yeah. So last year that was Neil Horton.
Yes.
With Byer Construction, and Neil has done, you know, a lot of what Neil does is behind the scenes, but he is very active and a very important part of a lot of the progress that we've made as a chamber and we've made as a community. Specifically last year in 2020, he was the kind of the leader behind putting together the campaign for the economic development sales tax that passed in November of 2020 that comes online actually at the end of this year, and was really important in terms of gathering the support necessary to make that happen. And Neil has been the chair of the chamber and also was very active on the BAC committee, which is our advocacy committee, and then also now continues to serve on the Economic Development Committee. And so we appreciate all of Neil's guidance, kind of look at him as a mentor. And he's one of those kind of serial entrepreneurs too, that he has a lot of other businesses outside of managing Bear, and so he has also several memberships which we appreciate.
And he's a strong supporter of Leadership Manhattan. In fact,
he was
on a panel for us during our first session talking to our newest class there. So
yeah. So the interesting thing, Brandon, is we've changed up. And this has always been a debate in every chamber that I've been in. Is historically, we have not told people that they were winners, and we go behind their backs to their friends and family, and we try to think of creative ways to make sure if they're not planning to be at the banquet that they get to the banquet. And that gets to be a little bit of a challenge. Also, one of the things that had always kind of bothered me in that process, and I've been at chambers that have done it both ways, where you tell people or you don't tell people. You know, it's a big moment for people, and they don't get a chance to have people there that they want to have there to celebrate it with. And so, you know, the family generally will try to make sure that people are there, but then how do you get certain people there without giving away, oh, you know, there's obviously something going on tonight.
Right.
So last year, and this was mainly due to COVID and the restrictions on attendance, for the first time ever, we told the winners. We didn't tell the public till then we announced it, but we told the winners because we wanted to make sure that we were restricted in the number of seats that we had, that we made sure we got the right people to the event. And I think we all witnessed how much more I think the winners appreciated the fact that they got to have their families there. So I know Neil had quite a few of his kids there that probably wouldn't have come. They might have run in at the end, like a lot of times you see, but they would not have come and got to share the evening. And so the winners have been told, and so they will have the people that they want there with them. But no one else will find out till tomorrow night. And we're real excited about that. It's always fun to get to celebrate and recognize people for great works. And I am privy to the winners for tomorrow night, and they all have been very important to the chamber, but also extremely important to the progress that we've made as a community. And so, unfortunately, I'd love to say, if you'd like to come, call Charlotte, but unfortunately, that at this point is a no-go because we have to tell the Hilton how many meals to cook. And so, unfortunately, we can't take any more people, but be looking for that. We'll have it on our social media channels tomorrow evening. And
right. So we will live stream the winners, not the whole meeting, but just the winners. So
oh, okay.
On Facebook.
See there, I've learned something new on the radio today, too. So.
At least we did in 2019. Hey, Dina, what are you doing tomorrow night? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, but anyway, look, even if you can't stream, it should be on social media channels tomorrow night. And I'm hopeful we have media people coming, so I'm hopeful that that will also be on K-Man and on Saturday or Monday, whatever that works out. But I think people are going to be very proud of this year's winners. So.
Yeah, we've got our own Nick McNamara. He's be covering that, and he always does a great job for us. So we'll have some photos and a full recap of that from Friday night. Looking forward to that. Then this is a really good chance to honor some great people in our community. We'll take a break, and more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.